I'm Gemma Lonsdale, psychic medium and life coach, and you're listening to the Happy Psychic Podcast.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of The Happy Psychic. I am your host, your guiding light, Gemma Lonsdale. And this week I really wanted to talk to you about the development of our spiritual gifts and honing your own intuition, really. You know, there are so many psychic mediums out there that say, you know, I was a psychic from birth. I've been aware of my mediumship since I was a little kid. And that becomes the expected thing, that actually mediums are born and it's not something that we can really develop. But often the gift is really present in us from we are such a young age and we just aren't aware of it. And I wanted to really share actually one of my personal stories, because I have said for so long, like, I was intuitive and I knew things that I shouldn't have known, but I wasn't aware of mediumship until I was in my 30s. You know, it was later life for me. However, I was having a bath just literally a few weeks ago, and I was getting into the bath water, and all of a sudden I had this flashback to whenever I would have been stood at the sink as a child, and probably around the age of about 9 or 10, and I would have used loads of soap in the water, and I would have been pushing the water down the overflow plug, and I would have let the water out and let it all drain through. And in my mind there were these people that were really grateful for this water, like, that were living in the, I don't know, in the drain pipe or wherever this water was going to. And I just had the sudden realization that that was my mediumship, that was clairvoyance. And I think that we underestimate actually how clairvoyant we all are and how much capabilities we have whenever we connect in to spirit. Clairvoyance is so subtle, and this is definitely one of the things that I had realized over the years. Whenever I was first told that I was actually clairvoyant, I thought, well, this is just ridiculous. You know, if I was seeing people, I would know it. But the reality is that actually it is so incredibly subtle that it would be very, very easy for us to miss it, because it's like our imagination. If you can think, whenever you are having periods of imagining something, that's really what clairvoyance is for me. It's just that I'm more and more aware of it because I have identified, oh, that is clairvoyance. Whenever that happens, that's clairvoyance. And I have made the conscious decision to really practice and strengthen and put my effort towards that in order to really develop my gift. So we all have access to something. It may not be naturally clairvoyance, but even whenever we're in our dreams and we have people coming and viewing to us, I'll say that again. Whenever we have a dream and you have, you know, maybe a visitation, what we call a visitation dream, where there is someone from, you know, the other side that comes through to visit you, you know, a grandparent, a parent, somebody that you have lost that you, you know, once loved on the earth plane, that is also a form of clairvoyance. And the reason that it comes through in our sleep state is because it's so incredibly easy for people to actually get through to us whenever we're relaxed and we're sleeping, and it's just a very, very natural way for spirit to come through to us. Now, are we all able to be mediums? I honestly can't see why not. And even my guide is saying to me now, like, yes, yes, of course. We are all able to develop this gift. It will come more naturally to some than what it will to others. But we all have a way of connecting into our intuition and into the spirit realm, really. Now, whenever I talk about intuition, we talk about that in a way that we experience it on a day-to-day basis. You meet somebody and you get like, ooh, like they send shivers down my spine. I just don't get good vibes from him. You meet somebody off a dating app and you're like, oh, wow, like my heart's fluttering. You have a job interview and you're like, this is the job. This is the perfect one for me. It's those sorts of things that we really talk about whenever we talk about our intuition. But this is the basis for all of our spiritual gifts. So whenever we start to pay conscious, you know, we put our conscious mind towards that intuition, that, and I talk about it about gut instinct, because we feel it within our stomach. You know, it's within our solar plexus, which is the energy center, the chakra that sits in around our belly button area. So this is where we feel it. And it makes sense then that whenever we're feeling anxious, that there's often a blockage in this part of our body, or, you know, it's overwrought with worry. And it can also lead to us having stomach issues. And sometimes, you know, we will be told that actually we do have stomach issues, and you're thinking, well, no, my stomach's fine. And then actually you realize that, you know, you've been over anxious for the last 5 years of your life, and that it's all interconnected. But whenever we connect into that part of our body, this is the foundation for our spiritual gifts. Now, there are different ways in which our spiritual gifts can then start to manifest, and I will guarantee you that you will have experienced a lot of these. One of them is what is called claircognizance, and I'm going to write these down as I go because I don't want to forget anything off my list, and I am being very gung-ho today, and this is very off the cuff. I hadn't planned to record this session. So claircognizance is a really, really common one. And for me personally, I'm starting to become more and more aware of when I'm experiencing claircognizance and when it's coming to me from spirit. Whereas whenever I have thought through my whole life, I've had these moments, but I haven't been aware that it has come from spirit. Claircognizance is whenever we just know something and we don't know where it's come from. It's just sort of popped into our head. Maybe the thoughts popped into our head, that light bulb moment going off. I always think of it as spirit coming and dropping just something in through our crown chakra on the top of our head. Claircognizance examples would be something like you have a think of, you know, I don't know, your friend Michelle pops into your head, your friend David pops into your head, and all of a sudden you look at your phone and there's a message from them, or they've tried to ring you, or they've connected in with you on Facebook, or you hear something about it's those sorts of things where it's not really a coincidence, but you're like, oh wow, such a coincidence, I was just thinking about you and then you phoned. It's really not a coincidence. It's those moments of claircognizance. It's the moments that we have where we think to ourselves, huh, I really want to do this, and you go somewhere. And then all of a sudden you bump into somebody and you think, oh, I wonder, was I supposed to come here? Isn't this so weird? I hadn't come here for such a long time, and all of a sudden I've come here today and bumped into you. It's those just little light bulb moments and things that you know that you're not really sure how you've come to know them. Maybe it's something about the other person, a friend. Maybe you've just met somebody new for the first time and you've just suddenly thought to yourself, farm. And all of a sudden they'd start talking about, you know, their farming background, or, you know, something like that. It's very, very subtle. We often think that it's our own thought, but I'm becoming more and more aware now of when it's not my own thought. And I think it's really important that I really stress that, because even whenever I was developing my clairvoyance and I was starting to work as a medium professionally, there was still times that I wasn't aware when my claircognizance, that light bulb moment, was actually coming in, and when it was from spirit versus when it was from my own thoughts. So whenever we think of it like that, there are so many moments that you're already having now that really mean that you're connected to spirit, you're receiving information through the spirit. Whether you act on it or not, that is a completely different question. But whenever you have those thoughts coming in, that is a claircognizance moment. Not all of the time, possibly, but certainly there would be a large amount of them that would be actually directed by spirit. It's whenever we're going along our path and you've been thinking about starting that business and following your heart and doing the passion project, but the thought doesn't go away. It just keeps coming up, and every occasion it'll just keep popping up into your mind. So whenever things like that happen, it's often spirit gently trying to guide us and lead us. So it really is something that you could pay more attention to and start to tune into that a little bit more and make the intention clear that you want to work with that and receive it and actually act on it in a little bit more, a little bit more consciously. So there's also clairaudience, which is whenever we hear spirit. Now, whenever we hear spirit, it's not always like an audible sound outside of us. Whenever we're drifting in and out of sleep, sometimes it can be a case of we hear voices, or a noise or footsteps and things like that, and it sounds quite audible. But generally, clairaudience doesn't come through to us in that way. Sometimes it will. Everybody will experience something different. But for the majority of people, it will be an internal word, an internal noise, an internal thought. And it will be hard to distinguish between your own thoughts and that of spirit as well. It's only through time and practice and learning the difference between the two that it becomes easier to distinguish whenever you're getting the information from spirit and whenever it's something from yourself. One of the things that I really teach people whenever we're doing this is that whenever you're making that conscious effort to connect to spirit, it's really important to silence your thoughts first of all. That's why meditation is so important on the development journey, because if we have a head full of random thoughts and, you know, our mind is going, you know, 10 to the dozen, it can become very, very challenging then to actually listen to spirit and to open ourselves up to hear the words from spirit. So whenever we silence that thought, we're doing our meditation, we're keeping ourselves nice and calm. We ask a question to the higher realms, we'll just say the divine. We ask a question, we put that thought out. I literally have it in my head as though I'm thinking to myself, where did I put my keys? You know, that's how I converse with spirit. It's as simple as that. It's not anything more complicated. But what we'll start to find sometimes is whenever we're receptive, the answer will come before we've even finished the thought in our head. Whenever you have a thought in your head, you often ask it in your head and it's like sounding it out in your mind. You know, where on earth did I put my keys? Before we've even finished that thought, the response is saying, oh, I left them on the windowsill in the living room or whatever it might be. So whenever we start to really tune into that, that is how we start to hear spirit. It's not going to be this big, loud, billowing voice that's going to come and frighten you. It's just that it's a little thought. That's what clairaudience is for the most part. So whenever, again, you start to think of it like that, it sounds probably like something that you could be experiencing already if you're not aware of it. And you could be already receiving information through from spirit in that way and thinking, oh, that's just my own thought. I've answered my own question. We all have those moments, don't we, where we think to ourselves, we could do this, we could do that. And, oh, well, I could do this. And, oh, well, this would fix it. Or that would be the solution. Or if I added this herbs, you know, this amount of herbs to this dish, then it would be delicious. We do things like that where we're answering our own question, but then we have to think, okay, well, have I answered it myself, or where is that come from? Where is the source of that information? The next thing, obviously, is clairvoyance. I'd say obviously, it's not really that obvious. I guess clairvoyance is a natural one for me to talk about because it is one of my prominent gifts. And again, whenever we talk about clairvoyance, a lot of people think that it's seeing ghosts, you know, seeing a person, an apparition in the doorway. And that isn't really how it happens very often. It does happen like that on occasion, but there's a large amount of energy required both from us and from the person and spirit in order to form in that way. So it's not their chosen way of connecting to us typically whenever we are using our clairvoyance, but it is something that's there that can be more prominent and can be much easier for us to recognize. Some people do have experiences where, you know, maybe a loved one has passed over and all of a sudden they do see them just stood in the doorway and they make a hand gesture and then that's it. But it's not always how it happens. Whenever we are having a visualization, for example, so say you're doing a guided meditation, maybe you've done the one on my TikTok page, you know, about Meet Your Spirit Guides, and you're going through that and you start to see images in your head, you've got your eyes closed, you're all relaxed and completely zen. And all of a sudden you start to see things and you notice the grass move as they talk to you about the grass and the bridge, and you can see, oh, there's the bridge. That is what clairvoyance is. That's how clairvoyance will appear to a lot of people. It's the way that we see things in our minds, almost like it's in your imagination. And that is how your clairvoyance will appear. The difference with clairvoyance is that it's often random images. You know, whenever we're taking that conscious choice to work with spirit and we ask something, we put a thought out there, and then all of a sudden they come to us and they start showing us something, and we're like, oh, okay, right. And it could be something that's very symbolic. Now, when we talk about symbols and symbolism, my perception of this whenever I first started going on that path was that I would be shown triangles and, you know, everybody said, but we're communicating symbols. I was thinking to myself, so I'm going to be shown a triangle and I'm going to have to know what that triangle means, or I'm going to have to, you know what this means. And I think that it really overcomplicated it for me. And whenever you're coming at it from a beginner angle, it's really hard to comprehend exactly what that symbolism is. Symbolism, whenever spirit are working with us, will vary from person to person. So it's their way really of communicating with us in a way that we can understand. So they use things from our existence and they know how our mind works straight away in order to give us the information that we need so we can paint a picture, we start to get an understanding of what they're trying to say. An example of symbolism. And I'm going to just take you through a couple of what I would see. Now, I might see, an example of, I might see somebody with a steering wheel. Or I might see my spirit guide coming in from my right or coming in from my left and handing a steering wheel to the person that I'm reading for, or handing a steering wheel for me if it's a question I'm asking about myself. And whenever I get the steering wheel, it's like I'm in charge, or that person is in charge. We're at the steering wheel. We're captain of our own ship, so to speak. So that is an example of symbolism that spirit will use. It's not necessarily the periodic table or, a whole host of like chemical symbols or anything like that. It's not like having to learn the highway code. It's literally using things that you resonate with and that you can make sense of yourself, that you can then apply to the job that you're doing or the task that you're doing, whether it's bringing information through for yourself or bringing information through for somebody that is actually receiving a reading for you, from you. So that would be one example of symbolism. And whenever I see the image, I see it as a moving image. I don't see just a static. It's not just like a triangle appears in front of me or a steering wheel appears in front of me. I get the arm coming in, handing me a steering wheel. So I may not see the whole person because it's just not relevant at that time for me to have that. So I'll see like the hand or the arm coming in and sort of handing me a steering wheel. And then I'll know from that, it's like, okay, I'm in charge, you're in charge. You're in charge of your own destiny here. It could be a case of maybe somebody has asked a question like, okay, well, you know, should I move to Arizona? And spirit are like, well, you know, it's up to you. You're the decision maker here. Here's the steering wheel. You're in charge. So that's really an example of symbolism. Another thing that is really important as well to understand is the symbolic interpretations of the different situations that we might have in our life. So, for example, I might see an argument between two people happening, and it may not be exactly how things have happened for the person I'm reading for, or how they will happen, because it could be a future prediction that I'm getting rather than something that's going on around this person currently. But I might see two people arguing. And if you think of a comic strip, you know, I'm seeing moving images again. I'm not just seeing a static image, but I'm seeing as though somebody has maybe sketched these people or drawn an outline. So I don't get all of the detail, the creases on their shirt, unless that's important. What I will get is the body language of the rigid person that stood maybe stomping their foot. And I might see somebody with squinted eyes, you know, because they're angry and they're shouting. And I might see, you know, the lines that come out of somebody's mouth whenever they're shouting in a comic strip. I might see that because that's what I can understand. Okay, so there's some sort of tension. There's some sort of arguments here. It's not going to be word for word. Paint by numbers is what I refer to it as. It's not going to be exactly like this color goes here and that color goes there. It's not going to be exact as that. Spirit really use the information to give us a bit of a generalization of the scenario and the energies of the situation rather than the step-by-step detail of exactly what it is. So there is room there for overinterpretation and misinterpretation, but they want to give us the gist of the information rather than the specifics. Spirit really rarely work in specifics. And then whenever we also come to clairsentience, that is whenever we're feeling things in our body. and feeling sensations. And this is another one that's really common for a lot of people. So that is when you're very empathic and you meet somebody and suddenly you feel a bit down. And it's either that they're zapping your energy or maybe you're taking some of their energy on board with you. We also can feel pain within our body that belongs to another person, but it's the same with everything. It often starts out very, very subtle, and we have to become consciously aware of it and putting our conscious effort and energy into actually developing it. You know, a lot of people will say, as I mentioned at the start, that they were a born medium. But we're all born into learning a certain language. You know, we're all born into English speaking or French speaking or wherever we are, Spanish speaking. The reality is, though, that although our parents and the world around us speaks that language and we can talk, we have the gift of speech, we can make noises, but we have to learn what words to say. We have to learn the interpretation of those words. When our parent is saying good boy or good girl to us, we need to understand what that means. And we use facial expressions and all of the energies. You know, babies read energy. That is their first language. But they have to learn all of these facial expressions and what the words mean and then how to say the words. They learn by repetition. So a kid has to practice all of this. And we're the exact same with our mediumship. We have the plug. It's there. It's plugged in. It's connected. The information is sort of swirling around there, but we have to still learn. We have to put effort into it. So even a born medium, they couldn't just have sat down and done a 30-minute reading from start to finish and got it off perfect, knowing what everything meant and had the energy to deliver it. You know, that isn't a realistic idea, because we have to, first of all, grow our confidence and our capability and understand the language that spirit are speaking to us. We have to understand that divine language and the way that they're actually communicating with us. But we also have to strengthen our gift ourselves, and that takes conscious effort from our part. Just the same as whenever we go into a gym, we can't go in and just start lifting the heavy weights straight away. You can't go in and, never having been in a gym in your life, and just go and think to yourself, oh, I'm going to lift this, say, 100-kilo deadlift. And because it just wouldn't happen. You know, maybe the first time you'll only lift 20 or 30 kilos, maybe even 10, who knows? But you have to start somewhere. But it's through practice and repetition and dedication that all of a sudden, whenever you keep going, you know, those few days a week and a few weeks or a few months down the line, you could be doing that 100K deadlift. I know that a deadlift isn't, like a bicep curl, but you know what I mean? We have to take the effort and the decision in order to grow that gift and put our attention towards that. What we put our attention towards grows. That is one rule of the universe. Whatever we're putting our attention on grows. So if you're putting your attention towards your corporate career, for example, and sidelining your spiritual gift, and that's not important, or it'll flourish on its own, or I'll come back to that at a later date, then it's not as likely to grow and to get better. Whereas if you're putting your attention towards the things that that are going to help you grow your gift, like the meditation, like creating time for practice, like putting yourself into the right circles, getting yourself a teacher, joining some classes, doing a course, you know, and you're dedicating time every week to doing that, then it is natural that it will grow. And everybody will grow at different rates, but it will grow because that's where you're putting your energy towards. And whenever you're diligent and you're dedicated, the universe recognizes that and it rewards you. So it's really important to be aware. And that's actually I know that we're talking about spiritual gifts here and the development of it and the potential that everybody can develop. Everybody can be sensing or hearing or feeling or seeing. We will all receive information in a different way. It's not up to us to dictate to the universe how we receive that information, but if we dedicate ourselves to it, the information will come in some shape or form. And it could be that, you know, as your gift develops further, something else will come in, or you'll start working a different way, or there'll be amplification of your gift and you'll hear more, it'll be louder, you'll feel things more, whatever way spirit wants you to work. But you really have to be putting the effort and the attention towards that, regardless of even whether you class yourself as a natural medium. And I really think that, Yes, natural mediums do exist. Of course, it's the same with anything. There are just certain people there that are more adept to using their spiritual gifts than what they are to maybe, I don't know, running a marathon. It doesn't mean that you're any less capable or any more capable, but it maybe just comes a little bit more naturally and a bit more easier for you. But you still have to work hard to be good. Just because you can get the information doesn't mean that you're accurate, or you need to be able to be good, and that will come with development and trial and error, putting yourself out of your comfort zone and really pushing yourself to develop and be the best at what you can actually be. And anybody can do that. You don't have to be a medium to be able to do that. But I do think that I'm saying you don't have to be able to be a medium to do that. You don't have to be a natural born medium and somebody that is aware of their mediumship. As I say, we all have the access to this connection in some way. We're all connected. So it's just making that choice of whether you develop it or not. You know, is it important to you? Is it not important? And another thing to really take into consideration is that the fact that actually we are all able to really connect in and get the benefit of this information. We can all help those around us. So whenever you get yourself developed to a certain level, you could be delivering information to people. You could be charging. Maybe you're doing it for free. Maybe you're charging. But regardless of what you intend to do with it, if you're making a career out of it, or if you're helping to support those around you, you really owe it to yourself and to them to focus on your development. And whenever I say about focusing on your development, it means creating opportunity to push yourself and to learn new things and to learn new ways of communicating and to ensure you're accurate. And that doesn't mean that you'll be 100% accurate. None of us are 100% brilliant at anything. You will still make mistakes. The spirit realm will, you know, use opportunities to teach you lessons. They will put you in situations where there's some sort of discomfort there on occasion because you need to build resilience. You will be put into positions where maybe you are proven inaccurate because actually you misinterpreted something, or maybe you were just a bit too cocky and a bit too confident. But you're human. You know, there's always a learning path. There are always things to be learned with mediumship, and spirit will definitely not be concerned about humbling you if you need to be humbled. I can vouch for that because I have experienced it myself and I have watched it and seen it within other people. But that is all part of this journey with being human. You know, we sometimes do need to be humbled. We need to be brought down a peg or two. But likewise, they will use opportunities to uplift you as well and to bring you the confidence and to help you along your path. But it's all about you choosing to develop this. You know, I can really help you come over your confidence. You know, there's so many people that come to me that really lack the confidence that they need in order to be able to deliver messages and to strengthen their connection. And that is a hard thing to overcome. And I want to reassure you that you see me on TikTok, you listen to my podcast, you know, you see me on social media, maybe you've seen me, like, you know, on a TV show or wherever it is that you have seen me. I haven't always been as confident and as self-assured as what I am now when it comes to my spiritual gift. There are nights that I have cried into my pillow because I'm worried about being inaccurate. There are times whenever my confidence has been so low that I couldn't deliver a message or a reading because I was frozen to the spot and so fearful of being inaccurate. There's so many different fears that really come into our mind whenever we're on our journey. So I can really help you overcome that. But the one thing that you really need to be able to do for yourself is to show that dedication. But anything is possible. Absolutely anything is possible. So whether you're already practicing as a medium and you're using your gift, it may be that you're just learning rather than being out there and charging. Or maybe you're wondering whether there is an opportunity for you to dip the toe into the water. Do it. There is absolutely room for growth and you can do this. You can do whatever you put your mind to. That is definitely one thing that spirit would want to reassure you of as well. We can do whatever we want. It's just that our mind is what prevents us. Our mind is the obstacle. It puts the blocks there. It's what sort of tells us, no, you can't do that. That's out of reach for you. That's not within your capability. And sometimes we have experienced that from people around us as well, where they have been like, no, that's just ridiculous. This is the best it's going to get for you. So be aware of the role that your mind is playing within this, because it's probably the one that's telling you that you can't do this, or you're not confident, or you'll not be able to make a success. But you know, if you're wanting to pursue it as a career, it might be telling you, well, that's nonsense, that's silly, follow the logical path, stay in your safe job, you know, go with a societal, you know, a societal sort of standard, like a society's expectation sort of job. That's not always the best option. The universe wants us to follow our heart and not lean too much towards logic. Of course, the two need to be balanced. But if we follow our heart and do what our heart calls us to, then that's us keeping in line with our purpose. That may not be a career change for you. It may not be a relationship change, but it will bring you in the right direction and keep you in alignment where you're fulfilling your purpose. You're happy. When you're happy, you vibrate at a higher rate. Whenever you vibrate at a higher rate, you bring in more abundance. So that's the things that we're really looking for here. Okay. So if you are interested in really developing, I do have my group membership. So I run a number of different classes in there. Plus there's a catalogue of on-demand content that you can access. I think there's like 25 hours or 25 classes, something like that. Maybe more. There's more classes. I think there's a lot of content in there that you would be able to get access to. I also have my there's a group mentorship, which is more for experienced people really, that starts in September, and we're in 2024 at the minute. So depending on obviously whenever you are listening to this, there may be a different program that is starting. I am just about to launch a couple of other different course programs and things as well, and I do have a class there that's on demand for anyone who is thinking they want to start a business doing this. They want to start up a spiritual business. And what I've done with that is I've created this online course that you can work through in your own time that gives you all of the basics that you need to put in place in order to get something off the ground and start bringing customers in. And that is on my website as well. So have a look at that. If you're not sure if it's for you and you want to check it out with me before you pay for that one, then get in touch. Likewise, if you're interested in the mentorship or anything else, then you know it would be great to hear from you. So drop me through a message and I can help you as much as possible. But the group membership is probably the most accessible for people from a cost perspective. Just because it's £26 per month. I can't remember how much it is in dollars, but it's not that much more in dollars. And it gives you access to so many different classes and short classes that you can do at your own pace. You know, like, you know, reading photographs, establishing a connection, doing a love reading, ask questions to spirit. It's so many different things in there that will be really beneficial and really helpful for you. I'm just about to be going off and doing a class this afternoon as well in there, which is all about whenever we don't fit in, which can be challenging, especially whenever we're on a spiritual path and we're starting to explore or get curious about spiritual gifts, or perhaps you've had a spiritual awakening and you're experiencing, you know, all of your gifts coming in and you're really starting to use them and people around you are looking at you like you're a crazy person. It happens. I have been there. So, you know, we all experience things at different stages in life where we maybe don't feel like we fit in as well as what we would like to. And that's what that class is about. So we do a lot of stuff where we're getting in touch with ourselves a lot more. It's not just about developing our spiritual gifts, but you know, come along and join. You can see a list on the website, which is gemmalonsdale.guru, of even what is coming up and what classes are scheduled. And then obviously you've got the on-demand content as well. It has been great to have you here today. I have loved every minute of talking to you guys. I always love doing a podcast. I was supposed to actually be doing a recording right now with somebody, but I think we're going to have to reschedule. So I thought I was going to use this opportunity to record something anyway and get that pushed out to you guys. And I hope that you enjoy it. I hope that you really embrace it. I hope that it has helped you to see how accessible spiritual gifts are. And I hope that it has given you your confidence, you know, if you already are on this path, to keep going, and that you are more powerful than what you can possibly imagine. And I would love to see all of you flourishing and working with spirit. Really, I want to empower people. I don't want to be the person that people are just coming to all the time to get the information. I want to empower you to do it yourself, access it yourself, help each other. You know, help pass the baton on to other people as well. You know, I'll teach you, then you can go on and teach everyone else. So I hope that I can do that with you. And I hope that I'm able to inspire you all to, you know, develop some sort of a connection yourselves and really focus on developing your intuition. But it has been absolutely great being here today. And I look forward to the next episode, as I always do. And I'll see you all on social media. I'm always found on TikTok predominantly, but, you know, I'm still on Instagram as well now and again, but TikTok is the main place where I am. And then obviously in the community and the membership site that you can access via the webpage.